Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the seventh parak of Masechet Shkalim. Today we are learning Perek Zayin Mishnah Hey and Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. The previous Mishnah, Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet, stated that animals that are found in the vicinity of Yerushalayim should be offered either as a Karban Ola or as a Karban Shlamim, depending on whether they are male or whether they are female. However, both Karban Olas and Karban Shlamims must also be accompanied by a karban mincha, by a flower offering, and by nesachim, by wine libations as well. The Mishnah is going to discuss who should pay for these additional aspects of the karbanos. Says the Mishnah, Barishona at first, originally, hayim mashkin es motzea, the based in the court would take a mashkin, would take some sort of a collateral, meaning they would take away the property of someone who refused to pay and hold it until paid. Who? Which person? From the person who found the lost animal. Ad shehu mevi nesacheha, until he would bring the karbans, the karbans nesachim that are meant to accompany it, and so on and so forth. And that was the person who was responsible for bringing that which was meant to accompany the karban. However, says the Mishnah, chazru lihios manichanosa uvorchid, as a result, people began to leave the animals that they found and run away, so they should not become obligated to pay for the additional nesachim. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Hiskinu Bezdin, the court therefore instituted Sheyihu Nesachea Bar Mishal Tzibor, that the nesachim that accompany these karbanos must come from communal money, from the general funds that are there as part of the Bet HaKabayis in the Beis HaMikdash to deal with general communal karbanos. Continuing now with Berak Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. The rule instituted by the Beis Din to use the Bet HaKabayis funds, the general Beis HaMikdash funds, to pay for the Nesachim of a found Karban, was one of a group of similar rules that were instituted by the Beis Din with regard to Karbanos. The Mishnah is now going to list a bunch of other rules that were also established by the Beis Din. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Shimon said, Shiva Dvar Miskinu, based on the court instituted seven rules when it came to Karbanos, V'ze'echad Mehen, and this, the one mentioned in the previous Mishnah, is one of the such rules. Now the Mishnah is going to describe and delineate the remaining six rules. Says the Mishnah, Nachru Sheshalach Olasu Medina Sayah, if a non-Jew sent his Karban Ola from overseas, V'shalach Ima Nesachim, and he sent money for its Nesachim along with it, Kraven Mishalau, then the Nesachim are going to be brought from his own money. The money that he sent is used to pay for the Nesachim, Ve'im Lav. But says the Mishnah, if he did not send money for the Nesachim, Kraven Mishal Tibor, then the Nesachim are going to be offered from the Bet HaKabayis, from the general communal funds. This was again the second rule that was instituted by the court. Now, if a Jew sent a carbon without Nesachim, the carbon would simply not be accepted without money for Nesachim being provided. When it came to a non-Jew, however, the Beis Din Institute, in order to avoid provoking any sort of eva, any sort of hatred from the non-Jewish community, that his carbon would be accepted even if he neglected to provide payment for the Nesachim, and that the Bet HaKabayis community funds would be used to pay for the Nesachim. Continuing in the Mishnah with the third of the things that were established by Beis Din. Says the Mishnah that when V'chein Ger Shemes V'hiniach Zvachim, that if a convert died without any heirs, without any people to inherit him, that only, we should just know by way of introduction, that only a convert can die without heirs, that every Jew has some sort of an heir, some sort of someone to inherit him, no matter how distant, since we are all descended ultimately from Yaakov Avinu. However, when a non-Jew converts to Judaism, he becomes kikaton shenolodam, he becomes like a child who is reborn, and therefore, according to Halacha, he is no longer legally related to his biological relatives, again as the Gemara describes in Maseches Yevamos. Therefore, unless he leaves behind children from a Jewish wife, he has no heir. So we're dealing with a case where a convert died without heirs and he left behind animals that he had designated as karbanos. Says the Mishnah, Im yesh lo nesachim, kareven, mishalo, that if he had also set aside money to be used for the accompanying Nesachim, then the Nesachim are going to be bought from his money, they Lav, Craven, Mishal, Tiva, but if not, then they are going to be offered from the general communal fund. They cannot come from his estates, because when he died without heirs, all his property became ownerless and was acquired by whoever took possession of it first. If, on the other hand, the convert did have heirs, then the Nesachim are going to be paid from his estates that they have. Continuing in the Mishnah, we should first look at the Kohen Gadol brought a daily Karban Mincha consisting of a tenth of an ephah of a flour that was fried in olive oil and then baked into 12 loaves. Now half the loaves were offered in the morning, the other half were offered in the afternoon. The Kohen Gadol brought this daily Karban from his own money. Now the Mishnah is going to go on to discuss who must pay for this Karban when the Kohen Gadol dies and no one has yet been appointed to replace him. Says the Mishnah, Utenai Bezenu, there is a special condition of the court, Al Kohen Gadol Shemes, regarding a Kohen Gadol who dies, that if another Kohen Gadol has not yet been appointed to take his place, Shetehei Minchaso Kreva Mishal Tibor, that his daily Karba Mincha must be brought from the general communal funds, even though there is no Kohen Gadol in office. Rabbi Yehuda says, Michel Yorshin, that it's going to be off from the funds of those that inherit him, Ushalema Haisa Kareva. And both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda agree that when his Karban Mincha was offered using either the communal funds or the money of those who inherit him, it was offered as a whole tenth of an eifah in the morning and a whole tenth of an eifah in the afternoon, instead of splitting a single tenth of an eifah between the morning and between the Karbanos brought in the afternoon as well. Have a great day.